Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 382 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our weekends. I did a lot of traveling. We're going to catch up on all the sports. So much happened. We're also going to talk about Caroline's spring break trip, Alex's 21st birthday, just all kinds of fun. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our two March episodes have been with our writer friend, Emily Freeman, and with A&M Baseball's Hayden Schott. We have live book club coming up next week for the book Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Godara. We cannot wait for that. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 382. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, where to even begin this week? Where do we even start?
Listen, it's been a lot. You've been all over the place, I feel like.
I have been all over the place, but in the best kind of ways. I've always known that I was going this past weekend to Madison in Mississippi because some of my friends from college and I were helping to host a party for our friend Elise's son who's getting married. And So that's kind of been on the calendar for a while, but I decided to go on Friday instead of Saturday because it was Wendy's birthday and we could all go to dinner. And that seemed like fun.
Yeah.
Which it turned out to be super fun. So I drove over Friday afternoon while State was playing Tennessee in the SEC basketball tournament. And listen, I'm just going to tell the truth here. I was trying to listen on XM. I was trying to listen to the Tennessee broadcast crew. There's one of those fellas that announces for Tennessee who just straight up screamed. He screamed about everything. And he was hoarse because he apparently had screamed for another game recently.
Yeah.
And he was very hoarse and it was getting on my nerves. And so finally I was like, I can't listen to this. I'm just going to pull up ESPN and listen to the actual broadcast. And so I plugged in my phone. I pulled up the ESPN app. I was trying my best to listen, but I knew that the screen was right there. So finally I just put my phone. There was a point where outside of Tuscaloosa traffic just stopped. I just put my phone up on my speedometer thing.
Yes.
I just left it there. And I listened much more than I watched, but it was very exciting. It was an incredible victory for the Bulldogs after a not so decisive win against LSU the day before, but they really, really got after Tennessee. And it was so fun because we needed that win.
Yeah.
So I pulled into Tracy's house on the heels of a Mississippi State basketball victory and right before we were getting ready to start playing baseball against LSU in our first SEC series. So all that to say, there was lots of good fellowship over the weekend. Mm-hmm. There were also lots of good sports over the course of the weekend. And so all that led to us sitting at the party Saturday night. State won the first game against LSU in baseball. We lost the second, but we came back. We almost tied it up in the ninth, in the eighth. And so we lost that second game 9-8. And so just feeling very encouraged all the way around, decided in that moment I was going to come back to Birmingham by way of Starkville. So that means, so I left Madison. I followed Catherine and Tracy to Starkville. I went and Emma Kate was there. We went to the baseball game. I love when I get to see my friends' kids, my college friends' kids. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got to see Tracy's girls this past weekend. I got to see Catherine's daughter and Mason. I got to see Garrett, Emma Kate's younger son. And I got to see, of course, Elise's middle son, Gillian, and his bride-to-be. So that was super fun. And then to go to the baseball game. And I this is the last thing I'll say about it. State run-ruled LSU yesterday, which is one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me personally in all my 100%. Years of playing baseball. And you know how I feel about LSU baseball. I mean, you have watched me cheer for them. You know how I love that team. I love the Bulldogs more than anybody. Yes. But I love LSU baseball. I respect it. So Tommy White, as you remember, last year we watched Tommy White play in the College World Series because we speculated that he's actually a 47-year-old man.
Yes.
Listen, I was so happy to see him yesterday. It was like, I was so happy to see Tommy White. And I really did feel for him because he was frustrated. He was particularly frustrated defensively with what was happening to LSU. But just like his hair, his chains, he's everything college baseball should be, in my opinion. He goes up to bat. He takes up the whole batter's box. Like by the time he moves his feet and he squares up his shoulders, he has taken over that whole space. You know, so I knew that that was a tough loss for him. But I want to tell you this. There was a point yesterday we were sitting there. It was the sixth. I think it was this, maybe it was, it was the sixth inning, maybe seventh. And we ended up having bases loaded, and Dakota Jordan, who's our, I think he's third in our lineup, comes up. And you know how every once in a while, the Holy Spirit will reveal to me when somebody's about to hit a baseball, as you know.
Oh yeah, I do know that you have the prophetic baseball anointing.
I do. Yes. I can't explain it. You know, all of the Lord's gifts are a mystery, Melanie. I can't explain it, but I looked at Tracy and I said, he's about to clock it. And anyway, Dakota Jordan hits just like a line drive into center field, but it takes a great bounce for us, a bad bounce for LSU, and it goes back to the wall. So we're just slinging people in, across the bases. And so we're going crazy. Dakota Jordan ends up at third. And when he hits third base, you know, one of my things that I love most in life is to see somebody with some fire. Yes. I need to know that you care. I need to know that this means something to you. And I feel like we've been missing that a little bit the last couple of years on the Bulldogs baseball team. I'm going to tell you, when Dakota Jordan, when he hit third base, his reaction is something I'm going to hold in my heart for a long time. One, because the Holy Spirit told me he was going to hit that baseball. Two, because of like just the leadership. I thought, well, whatever else happens, I don't know. But what I see right here is leadership. And that is what I have wanted to see. Thank you, Bulldogs. We run-ruled the Tigers. It was glorious. What a fantastic weekend.
I love it. Listen, it's so good. We had a point because, so y'all beat Tennessee in the basketball tournament and then we beat Kentucky.
Yes, you did.
Listen, this team, we tend to lack a little consistency. I don't know. Like we have these great games and then we struggle a little bit. I don't
know.
Keeps
it exciting. It keeps you on your toes.
Listen. And so I thought what if we have a Big Boo final in the SEC tournament? And Alex Hudson even messaged me and said, Big Boo final be lit for the podcast. And I was yes, it would. And then I said, it's what America needs. And then later he had to message me and say, America wasn't ready. And I said, they weren't ready, but in 2025, they might be. That may be our year, but it wasn't this year.
But how fun for both of us. I mean, that SEC basketball tournament was bananas. It was upside down and sideways. None of it went like what you thought it was going to, how you thought it was going to go. Fantastic. Loved every second, loved being able to cheer for y'all, knowing I loved that we didn't have to play each other. Like if we had played, it would have been in the final game.
Good. It was so good. And so that was fun. And I was so proud of our team. And I felt like both of our teams needed to have that showing in the tournament to make it into the NCAA tournament, which they did.
After the hype of the new year, we all start to settle into our routines. But for businesses that do a lot of mailing and shipping, you have to keep moving. Stamps.com streamlines all your mailing and shipping to turbocharge your operational efficiencies. And the Stamps.com app is like a post office in your pocket, so you can stay on top of things even if you're always on the go.
Stamps.com is a one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses, whether they're mailing out checks, invoices, taxes, legal documents, books, or anything else. You can get access to the USPS and UPS mailing services you need to run your business right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
Keep your mailing and shipping moving at the speed of your business with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
And I'm going to tell you that I don't know if you're aware, so our men and women's basketball team both made it into the tournaments.
I am aware, yes. Johnny Taylor.
Yes, and we're both playing Nebraska first round.
And Nebraska has never won a postseason basketball game, ever.
Well, let's hope that that streak continues. But do you know that the Aggies just hired Trev Alberts, who is Nebraska's athletic director?
That is very true.
I feel like the NCAA committee's got jokes. You know what I mean? Like,
they do. They're a bunch of comedians.
Uh-huh, they got jokes. They said, watch what we're going to do. Watch what we're going to do here.
Here's the other thing. They sent UAB and Auburn and Alabama out to Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
Make it make sense. When we're going to Charlotte and North Carolina's in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But like Auburn, I feel like really, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it went worse for them than just about anybody in the whole bracket.
I agree.
They have to go to win the conference championship. But I was so tickled for y'all because you really did play in over the course of the tournament. That's why conference tournaments are so good. And it was super exciting. And then the finals ended up being Auburn in Florida. And of course, all of our Auburn friends are very excited about that result. The state Auburn game, the semifinal game, got chippy. It was chippy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe good that we're going to Charlotte and they're going to Spokane. I don't know that we need to see each other for a little bit.
A little distance. A little distance might be good. So, and then on top of that, then I was also managing that with Aggie baseball because we were playing Florida in Gainesville, which we dropped the series. We lost on Friday. We won on Saturday, and then we lost on Sunday. But listen, they were close games. They were really good. As you remember from last year, you know, Florida has Jack Caglione.
Oh, my gosh. Their player,
who, it, like Gully and I said, he's so good that he doesn't even need a K at the end of his name. He's just Jack. He's just Jack.
He's so good. I remember we did a deep dive on him at some point. I mean, not on the podcast, like personally, you and I did a deep dive on him.
Because I think it was last year when we were in Highlands because the World Series was on and we were in Highlands, North Carolina. And we were like, what's his story? What's his story? And so, but Florida's a tough team. I mean, I think that's the thing with SEC baseball is like those were the first two games that A&M has lost. I think it showed us some things that we need to kind of figure out. Yeah. But I also think when you go on the road in the SEC, I mean, LSU proved it. I mean, it's tough. Any place you go into is tough. And so.
Well, we go to y'all next weekend. And then we go to Florida. So I was listening to a state baseball podcast this morning where, you know, they were saying like, you want to hope. Mm-hmm. And of course, like states ranked again, which I'm like, that's too soon. Listen, y'all need to leave us alone for a minute. Mm-hmm. Let us try to get better in obscurity.
That's right.
But here's what I think is interesting about when SEC play starts with baseball. I think you get all these it's the pitching. You get all these really great pitchers against really great pitchers. I mean, so you've got that whole duel taking place. And then defensively, if you've got weak spots, you've got teams that can really exploit it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really interesting to me to kind of watch that chess game play out in terms of what are you going to swing at? Where are you going to try to hit it? Like state's big thing this weekend, they hit the ball so much better than they have been. But, you know, like, but next weekend, those bats could just freeze up.
Yeah. Cause
y'all, you know, if y'all are, as I like to say, if y'all are dealing, you know,
yeah.
You don't know. So it's just like every weekend is a new a new learning curve. And that's so right. you gotta be real you gotta be nimble. You gotta be flexible.
That's right.
So
yeah,
but it's so fun.
It's so fun. So I loved having all the sports options, and it was a great weekend for it because it was kind of rainy here. We didn't have anything going on. So to have all the sports to watch on TV was great. Caroline had come home for the first part of the week. And then she left on Wednesday, and then she went with the group, and they road trip to Big Bend, and they went camping.
Okay, tell us where Big Bend is. The only reason I know is because you've referenced it to me, but I don't know that we'll all know where Big Bend is.
Big Bend is far west Texas. Like you can see, so where they camped was in Terlingua, which you can see Mexico from Terlingua. Like it's like that's where you are. So you're literally right there on the border. And I'm going to tell you that one of the things Perry and I said is, hey, y'all don't cross over into Mexico. Like don't cross over into Mexico. So you can imagine that Saturday night when we got a picture from her, a selfie that said, hola from Mexico. Well, fair. She was literally just standing like kind of right there. She wasn't all the way, but we were. But I was like, oh my gosh. And so I was like, why are you going to do that to your dad? You know, like, why are you going to do that to your dad? But, but they went camping. I was so tickled. Perry getting her ready for that camping trip.
I cannot imagine.
It was his finest hour. Everything had left because so she was home. And so she had a list of like things, and it was like sleeping bag and, you know, whatever. I mean, we had flashlights. By the time she left, I was like, is she going to like, is she murdering somebody in Big Bend and then burying their body? Because we had to bring a hatchet. We had to bring trash bags. We had to bring duct tape. We had to bring knives and lights. And you don't even the know
lights.
The level.
I bet the lights alone, the headlamps.
Yes, the light situation. And then the best was, is Perry has this big metal basket that he keeps on his Polaris, like at the ranch during deer season, so he can like load animals and stuff into it. And it's just for extra. And so he put that on the back of her car.
Oh my gosh.
So when she sent us that morning before her group took out, and that metal basket was on the back of her car with two coolers and all, I mean, it was like Perry's proudest moment. You know what I mean? Like she was just as ready to go. So we haven't talked to her. She didn't get home until late last night. And so all I've gotten her some pictures. But listen, just the fact that she went and camped, I'm like, whose daughter is that? Because as y'all know, I can't even glamp. And so whether you like fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you have probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. You know, it's the one in the turquoise tube that's all over your socials. It is so good. Here's why I love Thrive Cosmetics. Their products are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. They're made with clean, skin-loving ingredients, high-performance and trademark formulas, and uncompromising standards. I love that Thrive Cosmetics also gives back. They donate products and funds to help communities thrive, and that feels great to purchase from a company that you know is giving back in a real way. One of my favorite new Thrive Cosmetics products is their new Sheer Strength Lip Plumping Peptide Gloss. This, y'all, it gives you visibly fuller looking, luscious lips without fillers or uncomfortable stinging sensations. It feels so good. It gives you 12-hour hydration. It's ultra hydrating. It's all day moisture for always comfortable, never drying wear. It has a refreshing cooling sensation, a fresh citrus scent, and it comes in 10 shades to enhance your natural lips. There's 6 shines or 4 shimmers. You can wear them alone. You can layer them to give you a little bit of color, whatever you want. It is so good. It is my new product that I carry constantly. I always have one of these in my purse, and I love it so much. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
Okay, I have a question. What's the weather like out there? What's our temperature situation? I just need to know what she was in for when it comes to sleeping.
Yeah, no, it actually was really good because it's really cool and dry out there. And so we had looked at the forecast. So it was like the highs during the day were like high 60s, low 70s. And then it was getting down in like mid to low 50s at night.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. So it felt good. I think temperature wise, it's like you're not too hot. They were staying like in a campground. And so there were like apparently showers and stuff, you know, that you could use in the campground. But listen, she had a sleeping bag. They had like a, it was girls and guys, but she was staying in she said it was an 8-person tent, and there were 6 girls, I think, sleeping in the 8-person tent.
Okay.
And she had gotten like what looked to me like a pool float, but she had ordered it to sleep on, and she like blew it up at home to make sure it worked. And she was like, well, this is real comfortable. And I'm going to tell you, nothing's ever looked less comfortable to me in my whole life than that pool float.
That's but right.
Mm-hmm. That's why you do stuff like that when you're in your 20s.
That's right.
You know?
Right. Your back responds differently to that stuff in your 20s than it does in your 50s. It really does.
Uh-huh. It really does, because my neck's been hurting for a week because I think I slept on one of my pillows wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you think I can sleep on a pool float, you are wrong. But anyway, so she did that, and now she's back at school. So that's kind of, that's kind of all that's going on. And then tomorrow we are leaving, which by the time this comes out, we'll be on our way back pretty much. But Perry and I are going, I'm speaking in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Perry is coming with me. So we are leaving.
What a delight.
Listen, yes. Bright and early, we're going to have some lobster rolls. We are going to see some things. I love New Hampshire, as you know.
Oh, it's just a gorgeous part of the country. I mean,
it's so pretty.
Yes. Yep.
So, and I love the people there. This is a church that I've spoken at a couple of different times, but I haven't been there since 2019. So I'm excited to go, and that'll be fun. But you'll appreciate, I travel all over and I don't ever think about it. And Perry was like, well, I Googled to see how safe it is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And he said, turns out it's pretty safe. And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's like a quaint little Gilmore Girls-esque town. Like
it really is. Mm-hmm. You know, David and I went a couple of years ago when we were leaving Portland, Maine on the way back to Boston. And man, is that ever a charming place. I mean, yeah. just walking around, I was like, well, that I don't know what that is over there, but it's very old. It's a very old building. That brick, I can't even, somebody made those bricks by hand. Like, I don't, it's very old. So
Yeah, it's very old. And so,
but I think the hospitality in that part of the country, by the way, not that anybody asked me, I think the hospitality in that part of the country is so underrated.
I agree.
The friendliest people. Oh my gosh. The most talkative people. Like it's such a great place to visit. So y'all have a ball. So, Perry will love it.
Oh yeah. He's going to love it. He's going to love it. And we're going to get back into, cause it really has not been winter here for a while. And I think the high there is like 38 the whole time we're there. So, I mean, packing, I hardly slept last night for figuring out my packing strategy,
Oh gosh. Well, we celebrated last week Alex's 21st birthday. That was our big family event.
Yes.
We went to Helen, and he and his roommate Jackson met us there. We actually picked him and Jackson up. And then my sister and her husband were there, and Steph and Joey were there. Casey and Joel couldn't come because they were getting ready to go on a choir trip to Orlando the next day. So we missed him, but we had a lovely dinner at Helen and a fine little celebration. And then Alex went out and did other things after he left us,
Yes. Yes. And as the college kids do.
As they do. But it was really fun to be able to celebrate that. It's so surreal. Like, having a 21-year-old, you know you have an adult child, but then you really have an adult child. And so anyway, but it was super fun. And I can't remember who it was who asked me. I think it was Steph who was like, so how do you feel? And I was like, oh, I feel great. Like, I'll tell you what, I didn't feel good at a 4-year-old birthday party. Like that was as uncomfortable as I've ever been in my life when I was trying to host some sort of event for small children. Uh-huh. But now if we can do dinners for older people, I'm good to go. So
The fact that I don't have to tread water in the deep end of a pool while children hurl themselves down a slide at me.
That's it. The fact that I'm not trying to manage sunscreen on people who aren't mine, listen, bring on the angel biscuits with the whipped cane syrup butter. We're going to be just fine.
Yep, that's exactly it. Welcome to adult children.
That's right. But I did want to tell you, and this is exciting, I feel like, for several reasons, but at Helen, they have a new appetizer option, which is a charcuterie with a lovely array of in-house spreads and cheeses and whole grain mustard. It just beautiful. So that was fantastic. And then they had, they did not have banana pudding, but they had this Rocky Road bread pudding that was not bad.
Okay.
And they had a gingerbread cheesecake that Alex really loved. But what I loved was this buttermilk pie, which that's something like, that's like a Mississippi dessert to me, a buttermilk pie. But it was so good. I just, the food there is, man, it's just unbelievable.
So good. I cannot wait.
So fun. So anyway, we'll be finalizing that pretty soon. Our menu for our Helen dinner.
It's almost there. I know. It's like all of a sudden, I feel like the spring has really sped up, you know, where it's like, wow, we're like counting down. Like even when Caroline was home last week, I was like, well, in 2 weeks, she'll be home for Easter. And then in 2 weeks, we'll be up there when she gets her ring. And then we've got the live show. And then a week and a half after that, like she's done with school for the semester, which is just crazy to me.
I know. Alex finishes the week after the live show. He finishes for the semester.
Wow.
I know. I know.
Okay. This past week at our house, we had a code red situation, which what I mean by that is that we ran out of our AG1. And y'all, I'm telling you, that is how much Perry and I depend on AG1 to feel better every single day, because we were like, how soon can we get it in? But crisis averted, it came the next day. We have been taking AG1 for almost a year now, and taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. And that is why I love AG1. It's just one scoop mixed in water or juice or whatever you want once a day, every day. It makes us feel energized, clear, and ready to start the day. It covers all of our health bases with high quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. I know if I drink it daily that I'm going to feel that extra boost. And if I don't, I'm going to be in a slump by the afternoon. I gave AG1 a try because I was so tired of taking so many different pills every single day. And now I start first thing in the morning with my AG1, and I'm covering my nutritional bases to start the day. If there is one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that is why we have partnered with them for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/big. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Now, one of the things we talked about last week, we talked about the whole Kate debacle.
Yes.
And after we recorded last week, that was one of those situations where I was like, well, that escalated quickly. Like, it really took a turn from being one thing to being another thing.
Yeah, it did. And I felt like here's where we've landed. I feel like where everybody, based on all my extensive research.
No doubt.
I mean, I feel like at this point, listen, we've had a lot of theories, we've had a lot of things happening, but I feel like where we've landed, and I had a listener who actually messaged me this before it broke, which she said, I have always wondered if Kate has Crohn's disease based on her build and the way that she looks, because she said, my daughter has Crohn's. And so I'm thinking that what she had was some sort of bowel resection, and she's having to have like a colostomy bag for a while, and you have to take a lot of steroids. And so she's very puffy. I feel like now, based on everything we're seeing, this seems to be more the general consensus, is that this surgery was, and you know, because she's a princess, you don't want to have a picture of her out there with her steroids and bloated and all of that stuff. So it seems like this was a really bad health situation. I don't know, but I will say.
I just want to point out, I just want to point this out. This is the unique situation where I am far more skeptical than you are.
Oh, no, nothing would surprise me. If we hear that the Marchioness of Chumley is with child or whatever, I mean, I still think that there are a lot of theories out there that this could be. It still feels like it doesn't explain our shoddy Photoshop skills. It feels like here's the thing, but this is the thing that got me. There was a moment last week where I started to think maybe Harry and Meghan aren't as terrible as I've decided they are. Like maybe they were onto something because all this happened. And then Meghan chose this moment to release the surprise, I'm coming back on Instagram. And I was like, you know, the emperor has no clothes, they have no PR skills, and they have no Photoshop skills. Like, what is going on? Like,
I don't know. And you know, I've never, like, the whole Meghan and Harry thing has never, we were talking about this past weekend, it has never pushed my buttons. Like, I've just always been like, live your lives, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm still astonished just with the mismanagement of this situation. Yes. And certainly, if it is a health situation, then you want anybody to have the time they need to recover, do so with some semblance of privacy. But
yes,
it's like they have turned it into something sketchy because they have dealt with it so poorly.
Yes.
So I think I'm sort of standing in a corner with my arms folded right now about all of it. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know. It's all very interesting. We'll see what happens. I mean, Easter's in 2 weeks. They're saying maybe she's going to come out at Easter. Somebody's saying there was something today that they said that they saw she and William at a farmer's market this weekend.
For some reason, whether it's because she's like, I'm giving my health 100% of my attention, or I'm not playing ball with you jokers.
Yeah.
She's chosen to go radio silent, which totally her choice, but somebody is having to scramble for some reason.
And they're not doing a good job. I'm going to tell you, it feels like the most botched thing ever. Like, just like, why not have her wave? Why not give us some proof of life? What is happening? I don't know. It feels like, I mean, even Weekend at Bernie's, I mean, prop her up and make her wave. I don't know. Something.
I'm going to choke. I don't know. You know, there's been some rumor over the weekend that Buckingham Palace has like indicated to people that they're going to make some kind of announcement, which has led to a whole bunch of really terrible speculation.
Yes.
You know, old pictures of things that aren't happening now, you know, but this morning, apparently a lot of people have been on kind of high alert to see if they're going to say anything. I don't know. I just hope everybody's okay. Everybody's okay.
I hope everybody's fine. And listen, if stuff has gone down and if it turns out that William is terrible and if he is in fact leaving Kate for the Marchioness of Chumley or however you say it, then I hope. Good. Well, thank you. I hope Kate has said, I'm done playing ball. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm not playing y'all's game. You can't prop me up. I'm not doing any of this. You jokers are on your own. That's what I hope. Right. I hope she's heading to the south of France and is going to get tan and fabulous and, you know, I don't know, just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
if she is ill, then certainly we hope that she's doing whatever she needs to do to get better. She doesn't owe us an explanation.
She does not. No, she doesn't. But it's the whole, what did I see today? I saw like a tweet that said, I don't think people in Great Britain realize that for America, we treat the royals like they're a reality TV show. You know 100%. What I mean? Like we don't have the same reverence for them maybe that citizens of the UK do. It's kind of about our amusement.
Well, so. it's just like we expect to be told and they have such, you know, strict parameters around what can be shared and all that kind of stuff. And because the media plays ball with that over there, we don't understand that, you know, because we just think, well, can't somebody from inside the palace start a TikTok account and kind of loop us in? I mean,
yeah. Just show us. Okay, imagine this with me, a bra that you actually want to wear. It really does exist, and you probably can't think of one right now unless you already own Honeylove. Today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminate the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. Plus, they're made with fabric that is so soft it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. Y'all, it is so next level comfortable that you'll forget that you're even wearing it. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. It's time. Throw out those 10-year-old bras. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. You can get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bigboo. Support the Big Boo cast and check them out at honeylove.com/bigboo. You know that feeling when you get home and the first thing you want to do is take off your bra? With Honeylove, you will never experience that again. I have honestly never worn a bra that is more comfortable and more supportive than my Honeylove bra. It is my new go-to. The crossover bra is so comfortable that you won't even believe it. It gives you all the support of a traditional bra without using any underwire. And if you're tired of bras that cause bulging in the back, Honeylove's bras are designed with back smoothing fabric to prevent that bulge. But it doesn't stop there. Honeylove has more than just bras. They have comfortable shapewear, tanks, and leggings for everyday support. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bigboo. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/bigboo. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
Maybe we'll learn something else this week, perhaps.
I know. Now, I will tell you that I started watching, you know, that I have been in a search for entertainment, something to watch.
Yes.
I have needed a show. And so I started on Peacock TV. I started Apples Never Fall.
I think this looks so intriguing because Annette Bening.
It's really good. It's based on a Leanne Moriarty book. And it feels like a Leanne Moriarty book. Like it's a little, like I described it to Gully, like it's kind of a mystery. Like you're trying to figure out what has happened, but it's not creepy. Like I can't watch anything that feels too scary. It's just, sure, you're watching a family and it's kind of ends up being all the dynamics of this family. And because it's about Annette Bening plays a mom and she's married. This is not a spoiler. She goes missing and you start to see all the dynamics of her four grown children and her husband as they try to figure out what has happened. And so I think I'm about six episodes in at this point, but it's really good. It's highly recommend.
How many episodes are there? Do you know?
I don't know. I just keep watching. So okay. I have not looked to see how many.
But, I think I thought it was a movie.
No, it's a series. So it's a limited. Yeah. So it's got episodes. So I think I'm on episode six is what I finished last night. But it's good. And Annette Bening, I think, is always so good in everything she's in. And so this is, it reminds me a little bit of like if the TV show Parenthood went awry. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if things went wrong there is kind of how it feels. Cause you're watching these family dynamics and then they're kind of all falling apart. So it's real interesting.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. I haven't watched anything.
Yes.
So always happy. Well, other than sports, I've watched a lot of sports.
Well, that's it. Yeah. But I needed something to watch when the sports weren't on. Mm-hmm. But, okay. So is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. I'm going to kick us off with something that I actually wore this past weekend. I bought this back in late last summer and really thought I was going to wear it in the fall, but I couldn't. It was like I missed the window for it, sort of.
Yeah.
So it's called the Blair sweatshirt dress. It's a Free People dress. It is, in fact, made of sweatshirt material.
Okay.
And it's one of those things that just touches you on your shoulders. I have it in a color called Poppy, which I don't know if that's around anymore, but it comes in a couple of different combinations. And I'm going to tell you, it's about the most comfortable thing you can imagine. It's perfect for
this
time of
year
where you like a little bit, maybe of a sleeve, but you want whatever you're wearing to be cotton. You know, you don't want anything that's lined or tricky. It was so comfortable. And I wore it with just some slide on sandals, but you could wear it with Birkenstocks or it would have been cute this winter with booties if I could have pulled it off, but my legs would have been too cold. Anyway, I just really like it. And I'm excited to have it for the spring because I think the spring is actually a good time for it. So,
It's real cute.
Anyway, so that's that. My next favorite this week is the result of this throat ailment I have been, going toe-to-toe with the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And now I think I'm just in the pure allergy phase. But anyway, this is the Wild Sweet Orange Tea by Tazo.
Okay, you talked about this.
Yes. When my throat was so sore a couple of weeks ago, I did a shipped order with this from Target. And it's delicious on its own. But I have also found, as I make homemade medicine balls, and I put the sweet orange, a peach, and a mint, and some honey and all that, and make kind of a homemade medicine ball. And I really like the citrus of it. But it's just a delicious, easy to drink, caffeine-free hot tea. And if you are dealing with allergies the way that I'm dealing with allergies right now, it will be a delightful treat. But I feel like I'm in my hot tea era. I mean, I'm really, I'm dependent on it. And it's just, it's delicious. So, and I know there are like real ways to drink tea, and this is a very American way to drink tea, and this is the only way I know to drink tea. So this is the direction I've gone in.
Well, and we are in fact American.
We are.
You know,
I don't. I know I'm not given the tea probably the respect that some people would argue it deserves, but this is a really good one. I really like it. Okay, this next thing I was framing something for Alex's birthday. And I realized how many times I have ordered this line of products. And I was like, huh, this might be helpful for somebody to know. There's a line of frames on Amazon. The brand is called MCS. And they look like good, bulky wooden frames, but they're not heavy. They're some kind of resin. I don't know. And sometimes there's real glass inside of them. Sometimes it's more of like a thick piece of plastic, whatever. Here's what I'm going to tell you. These are the best frames if you are trying to decorate a college dorm room or a kid's room because they're durable. Like they're, because they're resin and not just wood, they're just real easy to work with. They're a little bit more lightweight than a wood frame, even though a wood frame's great. But I just like for standard size things, I have found that this is a good source so that you get a similar style frame, but not an expensive price. And also you're not, you know, like if somebody breaks it, okay.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. It's not precious.
Yeah. So I've really loved this line of frames for the Sand Grain Studios prints that we love in this house and that I have given as gifts a lot. It's just a good way to frame something to give as a gift. And then if somebody wants to take it to the frame shop and get something nicer or fancier, fantastic.
Yeah.
But at least gives you a way to get something, you know, kind of secured inside a frame to give as a gift. So I just like this line a lot and I wanted to share.
Okay. Love that.
The fourth thing is it's a new obsession for me. And I started hearing about this on TikTok because there are some people who do TikToks about this every day. But it's the connections puzzle from the New York Times.
Oh.
I don't know if you're familiar. So here's the premise. It's you get 16 words every day, and your job is to examine those words and to put them into four groups of four. So you have to figure out the connections between the words. And sometimes I have to really think about it because sometimes it looks initially like a verb, but maybe it's a noun.
Okay.
Sometimes the things they have in common are really obscure. Like it takes a minute, but I have decided it's one of my favorite ways to feel like I'm working my brain, you know, to problem solve a little bit. I like a crossword puzzle, but this is just different. I think because you're looking for relationships or connections, if you will, between the words, and it's you can play on your phone or iPad, or you can play on your laptop. However, it's a free game. But it's just, I don't know, if you kind of like to look for ways to challenge yourself, this has been a really interesting one, especially if you like words. You know, if you are a little bit of a word nerd, it's fun.
Oh, I'm going to do this. This looks good because, you know, we have to do things to keep our brain sharp.
I know. And I really, that's why I do crossword puzzles. Like, I think it's important. I think it's important. And it's really important. But like today, one of the connections between the four words was that they were spiral things that occur in nature, which you know makes me uncomfortable a little bit.
I was going to say that's your
yeah. But I mean, like that's how specific the connections are. Like you really have to think. And if you get one set of four, of course, it makes it easier to get the next three. But anyway, I'm a big fan. So
Okay. All right.
And then my last thing, and I've really racked my brain to remember if you this has been one of your favorites before. Has this been one of your favorites before?
I don't think so. No,
okay.
It is not.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right. So I've discovered this past weekend. Because I didn't put my lipstick in my little bag. And so I was using Tracy's lip gloss because, you know, we still all use each other's stuff just like we're in college. And so it's the Tarte, I think you say maracuja. That could be saying it so wrong. It could be maracuja. I don't know.
Juicy it's the lip- Marchioness of Shumley is how you say it.
God.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, it's this Tarte maracuja maybe, Juicy Lip Plump. And Tracy had just a clear one. I have acquired for myself a light pink one, but you just like you click it at the bottom and it releases the lip gloss.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's a lip plumper, but it's not the kind where it makes your lips feel like dead. Like, oh my gosh, okay. I've given myself a shot.
Yeah.
It's the most refreshing, like it's not dissimilar from the mentholatum sensation.
Mm-hmm,
like it's like there's just something in there that feels really good when you put it on your lips and it lasts. Like it's just a great top coat. And I'm not much of a lip gloss person because I don't like it when it feels clumpy. So like with this, like you can hit the bottom of it. You can just click it one time and get just a little bit. You know, you're not dealing with like a big wand that's got a bunch of stuff on it.
So
I think it's really pretty, and I think it's especially pretty for spring.
Okay.
So, and I love the way it feels like you have treated yourself a little bit when you put it on your lips.
Okay. Well, I am going to want to try this. I will add it to my other 74 different lip products that I currently own.
Well, you know, it's a journey. It's a journey. We're trying to figure it out. I'm trying to remember what I ordered. I think I got like a light, I got the cherry blossom, which is pale pink. So because I need a little bit of color. Or I like a little bit of color, but all the colors are really pretty and just kind of neutral. And anyway, so I was excited to discover it. Thanks to Trace.
Well, listen, that is just great. These are great favorites. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Always, always fun. This past weekend, I think it was Catherine said, she said, do you ever feel stressed about your favorites? And I said, I do sometimes. Like if I get to the end of a week and I know it's my turn and I haven't written anything down yet, I do sometimes feel the...
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the Lord always makes a way. He always
does. He does. But I'm going to be honest. I've had 30 minutes before we've recorded where I've been like, oh my gosh, I need my five favorites. Yeah. What are they? What are my favorites? The good news is I feel like I always have something, but it's like sometimes I just haven't thought about it. But like even for now, for next week, I already know two of my five. I'm already ready to go.
That's fantastic.
And that feels great. Yeah, it feels great when you know that. So the other thing we want to remind y'all about is we're doing book club is going to be Tuesday the 25th for our really fancy Patreons. And we are talking about Unreasonable Hospitality. Oh, no, it's Monday the 25th. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Monday the 25th.
Listen. Monday the 25th. We're going to have book club on Monday instead of Tuesday because State plays baseball at Sanford for Tuesday night. You know,
it's understandable.
I mean, every once in a while, we kind of have to. We just have to go where the priorities take us. So
that's right. That's
so
right.
So it's going to be Monday, and we're going to talk about Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Goddara, which we both adored.
Yeah, it's going to be so good. I can't wait to talk about it.
I know. I can't either. That book has come up in conversation a lot lately, I feel like, and for different reasons. But man, that book and Emily Freeman's book have some similar perspectives, even if they're about completely different things. And I love conversations about that kind of stuff. It just makes me happy.
I agree. Yep. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, all right. Well, I hope you'll have a great rest of the week.
And we hope you have a great time in New Hampshire.
Listen, I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. Of all my things with food right now, I am looking forward to some lobster. So that feels like a win. You know, I'm going to the right place.
Yeah. The freshest of lobster.
The freshest of lobster. There's one place there that has this lobster bisque that I've really thought about over the last 4 years. So that is on my list for sure.
Well, listen, I hope it's all you've dreamed of and more.
Yeah. And it's safe according to Perry. So, I mean, what more could you want?
That's right.
What more could you want?
What a time. Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.